Welcome to Preaching Into the Mirror. I'm Sharmini Kumar. Each week I'm spending time in some of the stories of Jesus according to the Gospel readings of the Revised Common Lectionary, if that means anything to you. And I'm preaching the sermon that I think I most need to hear. You can't tell, but I look myself in the eye while I'm preaching by a mirror. You're most welcome to eavesdrop. This week's passage is Matthew 21, 23 to 32. The religious leaders are challenging Jesus. Why should we listen to you? Is basically their question. And I feel like, for me, that question has been answered. I believe that Jesus has authority as a religious teacher, as the incarnation of God. Tick. But Jesus seems to link the question of belief to the issue of obedience or behaviour. He tells this tiny little story about two sons, one who says he'll do what he's asked but then doesn't, and then one who says he won't do what's asked but then does it anyway. And obviously from the story, it's bad to be the person who is all talk and no action. And it's always easy to point the finger at someone else and see how their talk doesn't match up to their action. But maybe I'm not supposed to be looking at other people. Maybe I'm supposed to be looking at myself and seeing the ways in which I don't live up to what I believe. Not to create guilt, but just to notice, just to refocus my eyes on Jesus, just to readjust my priorities, just to try and do what I want to do, which is to follow Jesus. I don't actually have much more to say than that. I don't always talk the talk. I don't always walk the walk. And this week's passage just reminds me to look at myself, maybe ask forgiveness, maybe ask for help to do better. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Amen.